am Pierre Lumumba here at the Aberdares Country Club in Nyeri County in Kenya, in the continent of Africa. Today, we start by looking at the role of women in the struggle for independence in Africa. It is Nelson Mandela who famously said that to exclude women from the affairs of man and Africa is to go into a boxing ring with one hand tied behind your back. And many times when we talk about the history of Africa, we talk about the founding fathers, never the founding mothers. It is as if African women were edited out of African history. It is as if they made no contribution in the defense or the struggle for independence. But yet history teaches us that they were there in different ways. Before the struggle started in earnest, I remember the all-women army in Dahomey, the Amazons, who are to be found in Dahomey, which is present-day Benin. It is not until the French invaded Dahomey, what is now Benin, that the Amazon women were disbanded. They were there. Then in what is now Angola, there was Queen Zinga of the Ndongo and the Batamba, who was present there and was fighting the Portuguese long before men started fighting in the manner that we know a little later. They were there, Queen Zinga of the Ndongo and the Batamba. In the Democratic Republic, there was a woman who was fighting very differently. She was fighting using spirituality. Donna Beatrice, otherwise known as Kimpavita. And she's the first African woman to be burnt on the stake because he was questioning the Portuguese and the French. And she was saying that our spirituality must be given its pride of place. Therefore, to say that women were not intimately involved in the struggle for the defense and decolonization of Africa is to have a lack of sense and appreciation of history. In Kenya, many do not remember that there was a Giriama woman called Mekatilili Wamenza. Mekatilili Wamenza organized women and was in the forefront of the struggle for independence and defending her people of the Mijikenda. There were women in the struggle. And it did not stop there. You know, many times when I look at the struggle for independence, coming up to independence, particularly in the 1950s and 1960s, one may say that behind every successful man, there is a woman. That is very true. But there were women who were actually in the forefront in the struggle for independence. In Tanzania, when we talk about Julius Nyerere, many people forget that there was actually Bibi Titi Mohamed. Bibi Titi Mohamed was one of the people who were present in the Tanganyika African National Union, TANU. And of course, at one time, he also was accused of plotting to overthrow the government of President Nyerere, and he was charged with treason and pardoned. But Bibi Titi Mohamed was present in the struggle for independence in Tanzania. We also know other women who are present in the struggle for independence in different parts of Africa. If you go to Mozambique, there was Josina Machel, was Samora Moises Machel's first wife. And she was present as one of the leading members of Frelimo. When she died, somehow Samora had this lack of marrying strong women in the struggle. Samora married Graça Machel, whom I account as my very good friend. And Graça was in the struggle. And it's not lost on me that when Samora died, Graça was then married by Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela. These were women in the struggle. And not too far from that part of the world, there was another great lady born in Ghana, but married to Robert Gabriel Mugabe, Sally Mugabe. Sally Mugabe was also very deeply involved in the struggle for independence for the realization of independence of what was then Rhodesia and what we now know as Zimbabwe after independence. You can see women were there. South Africa. We don't talk about, we talk about South Africa because it is contemporary history. And in South Africa, many times when we talk, we only remember Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Of course, Winnie Madikizela Mandela, after Nelson Mandela had been jailed during the Rivonia, after the Rivonia trials, was very prominent. She herself suffered. She was detained on number times without number. But there was another lady that we don't talk about as much as we should, Albertina Sisulu. Albertina Sisulu was the wife of Walter Sisulu and the mother of Lindiwe, who has been very active in South African politics post-apartheid, Lindiwe Sisulu. So there were these women in the struggle. And you don't stop there. When you cross, perhaps because of the delayed independence, one of the people that you find very active in SWAPO. SWAPO, of course, was founded, as we know, by people like Sam Nujoma, Andimba, Haman, Toivo, yeah, Toivo. But Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa, who is the current and the first president of Namibia, was one of the women who were present in the struggle for independence of Namibia. And it is instructive that after we have seen the emergence of our good friend Sam Nujoma, and we have seen the movement after Hage Geingob, it is now Ndaitwa who has become the president of Namibia, and people don't give her the credit that she deserves, but she was present at the very beginning. These are women who were very powerful in the struggle for independence in terms of direct involvement in the political arena. But people forget that when you talk about the struggle for independence, there are many ways that women are involved in the fight. And when you talk about independence, it's not simply driving away the colonialists, because after the colonialists were driven, there were also other fights that had to be mounted. And women were involved, even as writers. Women were involved as musicians. Well, who can forget the iconic contribution of Miriam Makeba, ultimately married to Stokely Carmichael, was an iconic individual who was present in the struggle for independence and was singing about these things and energizing the people in the struggle for independence. So we must also look at people who are fighting against the colonialists, against those who enslaved us in different ways, using different ways. In Nigeria, pioneering writers such as Flora Nwapa, who wrote the book Efuru. These were pioneering women who are in the forefront of the struggle for independence and for struggle for the total liberation of the continent of Africa. And one can go on, and even in Kenya, mention Wangari Maathai Mathai was involved in that particular struggle, and she ultimately, because of her struggle, became the first African woman to earn a Nobel Peace Prize because of her use of the environment and her use of the struggle to retain the environment to ensure that women were given their pride of place. So Africa has seen many women being involved in the struggle for independence. And I want to phase out independence to mean the early struggles. The early struggles where we are talking about the colonizers. But we must remember that there is also the neo-colonial project. And when we talk about the neo-colonial project, we have seen other women emerge. Other women emerge from the continent of Africa to begin to talk about Africa in a totally different way. And it's in that way that I also mentioned Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma became the first woman chairman of the African Union from South Africa. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma is also a woman who was in the forefront of the struggle for independence and against apartheid. And their names don't feature, yet they ought to feature. The other lady that has become very iconic and a very good friend of mine who was at one time the representative of the African Union in Washington, D.C., Arikana Chihomborikwao, who herself is a Zimbabwean but married to a Ghanaian, has now come out as one of the iconic voices of women in the world who are fighting for the total liberation of Africa. And who can forget Johnson Sirleaf, who became the first woman president of Liberia? This woman has been in the forefront of the struggle for independence. And who can forget Susan Tata of the Cameroons, who is now running the Pan-African TV station in its early stages? We see women coming out, women who are coming out and are saying, we are fighting to ensure that the independence of Africa. Who can forget Jewel Taylor, also of Liberia? Jewel Taylor emerged after the debacle in Liberia, and Jewel Taylor stands out as a woman who is out there and fighting. And who can forget the young Ugandan who is fighting against all manner of misgoverned, Dr. Sarah Birete? These are women that we must mention because they are in the forefront of the struggle for independence of Africa. Penina Mlama, Professor Penina Mlama from the United Republic of Tanzania, is also a woman who must be remembered. And who can forget Samia Suluhu Hassan? People don't remember that Samia Suluhu Hassan, who is the current president of the United Republic of Tanzania, started as a cadre of Tanganyika African National Union and then Chama cha Mapinduzi. And when we talk about these women, we must remember that women are at the very forefront of the struggle, and that you can only mention a few of them. You know, even Nigeria has produced them. Okonjo-Iweala, who headed the WTO organization. Amina Mohammed of Nigeria, who is the Under Secretary General of the UN. In a nutshell, what we are saying is that our history is sometimes so narrow, so patrilineal, that we forget that the totality of our history must give pride of place to our women. And throughout history, the world has been moved by women. Even when they are in the background, they are there. Many of the men that you see saying nice things in public, they have been told by women. But we were talking about women who were in the forefront and who are prepared to sacrifice and give their all. Africa is the motherland. And today we have talked about the women who have made the motherland grow. And we know that they shall continue to make their contribution. The forgotten women in the continent of Africa, we have only mentioned a few of them, but there are legions of them. Ladies and gentlemen, it is never complete until you talk about the role of women, the role of African women. Today, we have only sampled a few of them, but there are many of them who have contributed, some whom history will never remember. But yet we have a duty to give them the oxygen of publicity, and oxygen we have given them today. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We continue with our conversations about the continent of Africa, and we will come back again to continue with this epic conversation. Thank you, and see you again.